Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I object to the proceeding, and I, with all due respect, since I don't have counsel to advise me, I'm going to have to excuse myself.
Now call in on the fate of Congressman Charles Rangel, just for people in his district. What should the House do to reprimand him or expel him? We have a poll on our politics website for anyone to answer. What should Congressman Rangel's punishment be? Go to itsafreecountry.org. The informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific survey is right on the homepage of our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. But for the next 10 minutes, just calls from the district, 212-433-WNYC. Call us right now. You'll get right on if you are a constituent of Charles Rangel, 212-433-9692. We figure with everyone from Ed Koch to John Boehner having their say about Rangel now and getting national media attention for it, that we should just carve out at least one corner for the people who just reelected him to have your say in the media. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. This is not to say we just want people to support Rangel or make excuses for him. Did your tune about him change after his theatrical walkout from the Ethics Committee hearing on Monday that we just replayed a part of? 212-433-WNYC. If you did vote for his reelection, was this the last straw? Or with Ed Koch and Jonathan Tessini and some non-New York Republicans calling on Rangel to resign, do you feel that you would be disenfranchised if they vote to expel him? 212-433-WNYC. You could, if you want, say who you'd like to replace Rangel, if it does come to that. But however you want to go on this, just calls from Charlie Rangel's constituents in Harlem and elsewhere on the west side of Manhattan that the district encompasses. 212-433-9692. What should happen to your representative in the House of Representatives now that the House Ethics Committee has found him guilty of 11 violations, from failure to pay taxes on rental income to having a rent-stabilized apartment for his campaign office as well as his home, to taking money for his city college center from people doing business with the Ways and Means Committee that he chaired? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Ann, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. I have lived in Charlie Rangel's district for not quite 5 years. And as I told your screener, when I went to vote just recently, there was an awful lot of discussion among people waiting to vote about Charlie and what might happen. And certainly everybody seemed of the same mind that he probably had done these things. And everyone also seemed of the same mind that he had done such a spectacular job for the city and such a good job for his constituents that this was pretty small stuff.
Small stuff. How about the tax evasion? There are people out there today saying he should be charged criminally if they found that he evaded taxes on his Dominican rental property.
I don't believe for a moment that it was just sloppy accounting or that this was a surprise to him. But again, among the members of Congress who have had ethical violations over the years, this wasn't graft. It wasn't corruption. Mm-hmm. He definitely shouldn't have done it, but, you know, the people who count are the people who voted for him, and they didn't vote unknowing about all of this.
This certainly was way in the front
of
the conversation
right.
in the
and
election.
And that should count for yes. something.
Ann, thank you very much. Drew in the district, you're on WNYC. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Brian, I think that Charlie Rangel should be sentenced to community service. Maybe rake the leaves in Mount Morris Park or pick up the overflowing trash cans on Frederick Douglass Boulevard.
A different kind of constituent service.
Yeah, I think he's long ago stopped actually doing community service in Harlem.
All right, but not removed from his seat or formally reprimanded plus the community service. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, actually, and I was saying that sarcastically, but in reality, he should be expelled from the Congress. But unfortunately, the ignorant people where I live, they voted for him to stay in office.
Thank you. Dorette in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dorette.
I think Charlie should be expelled from office after the Republicans that are living in the C Street apartments that are way subsidized, and no light is being shined on that. After they start expelling them, then they can start thinking about expelling Charlie. He's not doing anything that anybody else has not done and is not doing.
Thank you very much. Backing up Dorette and our previous caller, Ann, by the way, you might want to look at an article on Salon by Joe Connison where he says, Mitch McConnell is worse than Charlie Rangel. I think that's the headline. And the argument, anyway, is that with earmarks now being banned, apparently against McConnell's will, he gave $17 million in pork to this defense contractor who gets all kinds of criticism in this article, and that's worse than anything Charlie Rangel ever did, at least says Joe Connison. But that's one way to look at it. Pastor Kriya, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Thanks, Brian. I do want to say that each of us in any position of being accused of anything ought to have our full rights respected. And in this regard, a lot of people made fun and play of his request for counsel, per se, as only theatrical. But we're entitled to that in a criminal case. Now, he's not under any criminal accusations or charges that now have been rendered as being violated under congressional rules. I have seen the congressman work in many ways, even in my own behalf, where the federal government has failed. As a Peace Corps volunteer that was wrongly fired 25 years ago, he intervened to try to help me get back and do work on my own out of pocket. He was the only one of any of my representatives who addressed John Paul II when the DEA of Westchester said I was criminally violated to ask for the respect of a response.
How about now, this issue of on the council question that this has been coming down the pike for 2 years. He's known he could set up a legal defense fund, like maybe you remember the Bill Clinton legal defense fund when he was being impeached and all of that, and Rangel didn't do it. So he had adequate time to fund his legal counsel.
I would disagree with that in this regard. The term was used, and the procedure of the last 2 days was called summary judgment. I don't know if the listeners understand that. I'm right now facing an order of eviction when my own rights were dismissed by a court in Queens in housing. And there are only four. Now, listen to this, folks. There are only four legal aid lawyers for housing in the borough of Manhattan.
And that is, if there's such a shortage of legal aid lawyers, it's true. But I want to keep this on Rangel for the moment for this short call-in. And we'll come back to legal aid, I promise, on another day. But George in Harlem, you're on WNYC. You're going to get the last word. Hello. Oh, George hung up. Well, let's see. We have a different George in Harlem.
The other
George.
Day and the congressman came, and I'm telling you, everybody loves Charlie Rangel. I love him myself. He's got a great smile, a great personality. When it comes to East Harlem or Central Harlem, he cannot do any wrong. Even though we know that he was involved in that scandal at the Apollo where there were like $80 million missing, and Charlie shouldn't have plenty of lawyers that are lame excuse about 2 years, not enough. Come on. You know, he knows a man in that position, in that kind of dealing in Washington, should have all his friends are lawyers. You know, so any excuse that I didn't know that I wasn't paying the taxes or I was getting free of rent on this apartment, that's nonsense.
You're saying,
but we still like him.
All
I
right.
mean, no matter what.
George,
he's our hero. He's a, you know, it's like maybe he's the one that's giving it to the establishment or whatever. But, you know, he cannot do any wrong over there.
George, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you for your calls. And again, you can keep this conversation going on our politics website. It's a free country. org. We have a poll there. You can actually vote. And in this obviously informal, unofficial, and thoroughly unscientific poll, make your voice heard that way and continue to comment and talk to each other on our politics website. It's freecountry.org. We'll continue to cover the fate of Charlie Rangel. At least we gave voice to the people who actually voted for or against him, as everybody else around the country gets their say right now. Coming up in a minute, the absurdity that the Soho Artists Residence loft law has become, and We were talking before about the design for the taxi of the future. Maybe we need some artists to design the artist housing policy of the future. We'll talk about that next.